In the City of Angels, how Christians worship God is as diverse as their background and their views on immigration.
I have family that are not documented too, so it's a personal thing for me.
Lovi Longomba was born in Kenya of Congolese parents. He is the pastor of a non-denominational Protestant church made up of immigrants from around the world.
I think that what we need to do is to find ways to help those who are in need in ways that actually it protects the people in the country also. I think it's not wise to try to save the world while your own house is drowning.
Longomba says the U.S. needs to have a better way of screening people who want to enter the country.
That's why the Bible talks about discernment, the ability to know, okay, who is this? What is it really that they want? You know, because you can be compassionate in a foolish way.
In the Byzantine Latino quarter of Los Angeles, immigrants from Latin America and Greece worship in neighboring churches.
I'm a legal immigrant from Greece with my family. We waited 3 years and we were sponsored here. This is ages ago. And so we came through the process. It was difficult.
John Bacchus, a Greek Orthodox priest, sees a distinction between legal and illegal immigrants.
You hear people saying we're against immigrants. No. Many of our congregation are immigrants. The point being is that they need to be legal immigrants.
Bacchus says without laws, there would be anarchy.
Is Christian love and compassion meaning abdicating some order, some control? Jesus said to love your neighbor, but he wasn't meaning someone from 3,000 miles away. He was talking in the context of the tribal unit.
But Francisco Garcia, an Episcopal priest and the son of an undocumented immigrant from Mexico, says the U.S. can and should help everyone in need.
As a nation, we could be that place that really does say, welcome. And we will do everything that we can to welcome you and to help you, because I think it's our humanity. We need to sort of cooperate amongst nations, but with the spirit and the ethic of understanding why people migrate.
Garcia does not like the terms legal and illegal immigration.
I don't necessarily make those distinctions that people make, because I understand that it is very difficult. You know, people like to say, well, you got to get in line, you got to do this, and if you just followed the right pathways, you would get this. That works for a small percentage of people. In reality, for most, it doesn't work.
Longomba says the answer to the immigration question is to view the issue from a different perspective.
Putting yourself in your neighbor's shoe is the greatest answer to a lot of the things that we are going through, because there will be a true sense of patience. There will be a true sense of understanding.
And with the understanding that people's views on immigration are largely dependent on their own personal experience. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Los Angeles.